Exactly halfway through the 8 o'clock hour on a Wednesday edition of the Mornings with Ed show. Once again, my many thanks to Laureen Gilbert, President CEO of WealthWise Financial, for the WealthWise moment, a great discussion we had with her this morning. If you missed any portion of it, it'll be up on the podcast page a little bit later this morning. Also on our podcast page, we've been putting up some of the stories that we've been telling about women's history here during the month of March and Women's History Month. Some really great stories about some incredible, incredible women that we've learned about. Today is, of course, March 31st, our last day of March. Before March ends, I wanted to pay special homage for the women we haven't learned about yet, and the women whose stories we'll never read or know about, for the women whose voices weren't heard. For the women who aren't in the history books or in the Hall of Fame or on postage stamps or coins, for the women who didn't get credit for their ideas and inventions, we have to honor those who couldn't own property or sign their own names, the women who weren't taught to read or write but managed to communicate anyway, those who weren't allowed to work but still supported their families, or who worked all day but weren't paid as much as men. We're going to pay homage for the radical histories that didn't get recorded, my mom being one of them. You know, there's no statue of my mom anywhere, but we're paying homage to her and women like her, your mom. All our mothers, our matriarchs, our ancestors, the nurses and neighbors and aunties and teachers, the women who made huge changes, and the women who just made dinner, which was huge. The women whose hands built and shared and wrote and fought. The bodies that birthed and worked and strained to keep going. The feet that walked, that ran, jumped, and balanced. Balanced not just physically, but balanced lives. The women whose minds that dreamed and desired, and the hearts that loved. The women also that's happening now and still to come. The women yet to come. These stories that we haven't told. So this is where we stand today as we close down Women's History Month. Thank you. 8:33, Mornings with Ed.